Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 156 of the Citrix Session. I'm your host, Andy Whiteside. I've got Bill Sutton with me. Bill, new title. You're now the business unit director of our modern workspace practice, which means Citrix Consulting, which you've been doing for a while anyway, yep. And now the product and things that go with it, as well as some other technologies. Those now belong to you. Thoughts on what that means and your plans for that line of business?
Yeah, certainly it means a very interesting and exciting endeavor to take on a more direct business role and be the focus being modern workspaces, which includes all things end user computing and beyond. Certainly, it's going to be a learning process for me in some areas, but in a lot of areas, I've got the background and experience that I think will help drive it forward. Obviously, this is going to involve sales and understanding licensing, which I used to understand, but over the past 4 or 5 years, I've kind of moved away from that. So now I'll have to refamiliarize myself. So looking forward to engaging regularly with customers, partners, et cetera, salespeople on a much deeper level than I have historically.
I mean, essentially, at your previous jobs, you did this, whether it was official or not, but you were always carrying the Citrix flag for whatever you were at. So.
Correct. Yeah.
Excited for you, excited for me, because now I get to, well, do less of this, but still involved. I mean, I can't take my hands off of it. All right. So here's the test. You ready?
All right.
Let's hear you do the commercial.
Which commercial?
I'll do it for you for this one.
Okay. I think I know what you mean though.
If you're listening to this and you use Citrix technologies and you're not getting everything out of the platform, and I did use the word platform, that you should be. And most people aren't. And when I say most people, I'm talking 99% aren't getting out of the solution what they could and should be. I meet with people all the time and they want to show me their virtual desktops and how 20% of users who come in remotely use it. And I'm like, that's great. But that's not what the platform can do for you. If you're one of those customers, you're looking for a partner who will really help you. And in some cases, many cases, challenge you on what the art of possible is. Or maybe even worse, you're one of those companies that's actually pulling back from virtual computing and going back to physical computing and enabling a bot army of possible endpoints to come attack your environment. Let us know. Like, we can help you. I know we can help you. And this podcast is just one way we try to make that evident to people that we can help. What do you think, Bill?
Absolutely agree. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, next time you get to say it. let's see. So let me, today's blog that we're going to review is, introducing Citrix Uber Agent Best in Class EUC, because one of the announcements last week at Unite was that, Citrix had acquired Uber Agent, which, by the way, Bill, do you know any really, really good, Uber Agent partners?
Yeah, I know one.
One. That's us, right? We love
us. Yep.
We've been using it internally for a long time. It's a phenomenal product. A little bit of a thing that I don't know how well this gets called out in the blog, and make sure everybody who's listening knows you need to be a Splunk shop, either going to adopt Splunk or you have Splunk in order to take full advantage of Uber Agent. Without Splunk, it's not all that useful. So there's lots of other products too to be thinking about there. But Uber Agent, as far as end user compute and monitoring that experience, again, this blog is from, well, probably from last week sometime. I actually don't see a date on it. Christian Schwindemann is the author of the blog. I guess he's a Citrix person, cloud software group person. Amazing product. So Citrix, let me just read it for you. Citrix's recent acquisition of Vast Limits GmbH, the German-based company behind Uber Agent will be the product, marks a significant enhancement to the suite of Citrix observability solutions. Really good investment from Citrix. Great investment from Citrix to continue to attack our blind spots, which is that end user compute performance. And I don't know if it's even in the blog or not, but security. Well, it is. It's right here. Performance and analytics for security. Bill, just general thoughts behind the acquisition.
Yeah, I think this is a really interesting one and definitely very strategic. Obviously, we've got Director and Monitor in the cloud and other analytic capabilities that Citrix has developed over the years, but this takes it to the next level and being able to go a lot deeper in the actual workloads themselves, as well as support analytics for other platforms, including physical endpoints.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of interesting because Citrix is with Director and analytics for performance and security. They kind of had some of this stuff, but this is the part where it really starts to get real as an agent-based solution.
Yes.
On the virtual desktops. And I say virtual desktops, there's nothing that stops this thing, I guess, from monitoring endpoints as well. It'll be interesting to see if they do anything with that as part of their go-to-market.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think what I want to do, let's hit a couple of business things real quick. It's part of Citrix Platform Licensing, which is an invite-only program. Let's see, what else at a high level before we go into the video that we want to make sure we highlight about UberAge? And I've already mentioned the Splunk thing. I've mentioned the ability for it to, you know, monitor performance and security. I mentioned part of Citrix Platform License, invite only. You don't have to be big. You just have to have, you know, a commitment to Citrix that you're going to, you know, subscribe to a certain number of licenses and then, you know, grow within that license count and then true it up later. What else at a high level from a business before we jump into kind of more of the analytics in the video or more of the detail in the video?
Yeah, they towards a little bit further down in the article itself, I believe, they talk about some of the efficient threat detection engine that, which I was not aware that was actually part of UberAgent. They've got this threat detection engine that augments existing EDR solutions show, they've got a screenshot of it, and it's right above there. There it is. Actually pretty slick looking in terms of identifying risks and helping customers better know what's going on in their environment in conjunction with other tools.
You know, that, I guess for me, that ties the two things that are the most important. And I don't know which one's number one and which one's number two. They're both very important in end-user compute, and that is performance and security. Security and performance. You know, UberAgent's a product that allows us to kind of get our hands around both simultaneously, because you really can't say one's more important than the other. They got to both be top of mind.
Absolutely. It's kind of like, what do you want? The old adage, and I'm not going to remember what it is, but... do you want performance or security, or performance or cost? Performance, cost, or security? You can only have two out of three. I think we're starting to turn that on its head a little bit, but nevertheless, performance and security are key pieces of that. We obviously, if the solution is not secure, customers aren't going to want to adopt it or leverage it, and it's got to be performant for end users, or it's not going to get used.
Yeah. There's an acronym used in here, EDR and XDR, which I think are very interesting. It says augment EDR.
Yep, it does.
You know, I think that's super important because the world is rotating towards EDR solutions, which is great. But a lot of those don't have the capabilities down within the operating system that this has. And so, you know, our security department, we were already talking to UberAgent about how important it was going to be for security. I think this is yet again moving Citrix into being a security company position where a lot of people don't think of Citrix as a secure solution to computing.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks do feel that way, but it definitely, security is a piece of it. When you think about the whole architecture of the way Citrix environments have been built over the years, you're separating the delivery of your applications from the location where they execute, from the execution. And you're keeping that in the data center behind the four walls in theory. Or in the cloud, and the endpoint is not going to be the attack vector in those cases, in most cases.
Yeah. So Bill, the video of this is going to be posted on YouTube at some point, but I'm going to do something slightly unique for us. And that is, I'm going to play a video that's in here, and it's really for just the sound of it. But I'm going to play a video that goes over in pretty good detail what UberAgent is. I think it's interesting that the video has the title page, and it shows physical computers and applications, and then Citrix, and then it shows Microsoft, which, okay, that's part of the Citrix story. I get it. But if you were using UberAgent in a Microsoft-only shop, well, guess what? You can't have it anymore. In fact, you can't have UberAgent outside of the Citrix platform license going forward, which is going to be interesting. I won't quote exactly how much, but we had a whole lot of business with UberAgent that we now can't get. So if you're listening to this and you're part of Citrix, the amount of money that it cost us, I mean, it was a significant amount of money for Citrix to buy UberAgent, because we lost a bunch of deals that were going to come in without a doubt. Going to come through us. Yep. But anyway, Citrix and Microsoft. And then the one on the very far right, I find very interesting, VMware. So I guess a lot of VMware shops, or some, were using UberAgent. I guess they're just out of luck unless they're going to move to Citrix.
Certainly would seem that way. This video may be something obviously predated the acquisition and is more focused on functionality. But yeah, based on the way we understand it, I think you're right.
Yeah. I don't think this came up last week, but in fact, I assume it as strategy level, people are thinking this way, but this is just yet another reason why Citrix believes they should be able to win some of those VMware customers back that went the other direction during all the, you know, the bundling and things that happened in the rise of VMware Horizon. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to play the video and then I'll stop it and you and I can chit chat about it.
Okay.
Uber Agent is the perfect monitoring tool for any kind of end-user computing, whether you have physical PCs, virtual desktops, Citrix, Microsoft, or VMware. Rest assured that Uber Agent has been optimized for your use case.
Okay, so quick comment there. I mean, that's exactly not accurate anymore because we're not talking about physical endpoints. We're talking about Citrix platform license opportunities, so basically virtual apps and desktops, VDI as well. So that part's already been, you know, thrown upside down.
Right.
Other products rely on the performance counters built into Windows. Uber Agent has its own metrics covering key aspects of user experience and application performance.
So let's talk about that for a little bit. There's a lot of products out there that use the WIM information that you get out of WIM, W-I-M, I think. It's been so long since I pulled that thing up, and that Microsoft presents. So Uber Agent has its own set of calculations that it collects. I think that's the first opportunity to bring up this and tell me if I'm wrong, but Uber Agent is agent-based. We're not just relying on Windows. And there's been a whole history, you know, you and I have had for the last 20 years where the whole goal was to get out of having agents. But the reality is if you want really good data, you got to have an agent, and ideally it would be lightweight and efficient.
Yeah, this is in the article, but you're right. Absolutely. It's agent-based and the agent is extremely lightweight.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm pretty sure they're going to rename this to EdgeSight. And
I hope not.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
It would be actually a really good name for it without the legacy of, you know, the other stuff.
Right.
All right, here we go.
It doesn't just collect data. It gives you the information that matters. Application identification. Dealing with process names as they're shown in Task Manager is cumbersome. How many different processes an application is comprised of is typically not relevant. What matters is the performance of the application as a whole. Uber.
So people can't see, they can hear, but they can't see the screenshot. There's a bunch of different processes. I think I saw Chrome.exe six times in the list they were just showing, especially when we're talking about later how browsers play a role in application delivery these days. You know, aggregating all that and giving you one target to shoot at instead of shooting at a bunch of small ones. Certainly gives you a fighting chance.
Yeah, and the ability to be able to see, which I think they'll bubble up here in a minute, but the ability to be able to see of those multiple executables, which one is which tab, as it were. And, you know, if you got one of those executables using a large amount of CPU, rather than just seeing one Chrome with a large amount of CPU, you can identify which one of the tabs is really the one that's the culprit here.
Yeah, don't shoot the whole crowd when it was just that one being misbehaved.
Right.
The agent makes it easy to find that out by automatically grouping processes into applications and calculating its high quality performance metrics per application in the same way it does per process, machine, or user session. Log on duration.
Hey Bill, it's 2024. People still struggle with long logins?
Oh, absolutely they do. One of the most common issues that we run into.
You may have to mute and unmute.
Yeah, it can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's one of the most common issues we run into is, you know, login times that we get a lot of customers reaching out saying, you know, oftentimes it's profile based or it's a GPO they added in that is consuming a lot of cycles that will cause it.
And I think those are the people that reach out. I really, really, really struggle because I still, you know, run into people all the time that complain about that don't complain about login times. They just learn to live with it.
Right.
And you bring it up and say, okay, what's your login times? And they start quoting like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like they've given up and they quit asking. And then you get to like a Citrix, for example, and you talk to their technology folks, former what would have been called an SE, and they act as if this problem's gone away. I think Uber Agent's going to be the one to highlight it's still a problem. We need to fix it. And there's partners like Zintegra that can come help and tools like this that are able to help identify it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Logon duration is critical for user experience. Everybody wants fast logons, but nobody has them. Uber Agent helps you optimize by showing exactly how long each logon takes and what happens during that time. It breaks down the total logon duration into phases like user profile loading, group policy processing, or logon script execution. Uber Agent even visualizes what happens during those phases. Do you know which commands are run as part of the logon script and how long it takes to execute them? Uber Agent does.
So, Bill, I feel like we've had that for a while now with, say, Director and other technologies. Mm-hmm. Does this take that up a level?
Yeah, it does. It goes deeper than some of the other tools that we've leveraged.
Bill, I'm sorry. I'm losing you again.
It goes deeper than some of the tools that we've had in the past.
Yeah.
I'll just mute and unmute every time I want to talk.
Yeah, there's something wrong. There's something when I'm in a Zoom session that causes that to happen to the other person. I got.
All right. No worries.
I'm connected to so many things. All right. Now we're going to talk about this little thing called network latency. We ran into this last week and we have Director, but this, and we might even had Uber Agent in this case. We were able to identify it was the telco or the IS.
ISP.
Anyway, let's see what it says.
Network latency. Often when applications are performing badly, the root cause is an overloaded backend server. Such issues are hard to diagnose. Uber Agent makes it a lot easier by showing you how much data was transferred to which backend service and exactly how long that took.
All right, so let me pause there real quick. I jumped immediately into the idea we were talking about delivery of the presentation protocol, ICA, HTX in this case. It was actually talking about the backend latency between the app and the server providing the data for the app. Which that is a whole new element of visibility into app performance beyond, you know, just the latency between the presentation server, aka the VDI machine or whatever, and the end user.
Yeah, that absolutely. I had the same thought. Can you hear me okay? I actually had the same thought that they were talking about what we are traditionally see as latency, which is between the presentation server itself or the VDA and the endpoint. The user's device, but it's interesting that they're looking at it from the standpoint of that VDA to the internal application. I wonder how that works with a SaaS-based app, though.
I don't know. We'll find out.
I think
the concern is that people have always, like in the last, I don't know. Well, I'll say it. So in the last, let's say 10 years, we didn't worry about the speed of the local area network, even the WAN in a lot of cases.
Right.
Now, some of that data for that app is actually going into a different data center, aka a cloud somewhere, public cloud, private cloud, what have you. And all of a sudden, it could show up as a real issue again.
Good.
We're not worried about, you know, we're not talking about the broadband, or not the broadband, but the high-speed connection back in the data center. And we're talking about getting from one data center to another who knows what we're riding on at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
Application UI performance. End users do not care about CPU utilization or disk IOPS. They want snappy applications that do not keep them waiting. If IT wants to provide a good user experience, it needs a way of measuring the responsiveness of applications. Uber Agent provides that. Uber Agent constantly determines which application is in the foreground and measures that application's user interface latency. Times of unresponsiveness may add up to long periods of forced end-user inactivity, resulting in significant hidden costs to the business. Uber Agent brings these inefficiencies to light by visualizing wait times per application, machine, or user.
All right, Bill, let's pick on Outlook for just a second. At least 5 times this week, if not 20, Outlook's going to go slow on my local computer. Outlook's going to be slow. It's going to freeze. It's going to have a little thing saying unresponsive up in the screen. Now, I'll be using that part of my week through a virtual desktop and part of my week local. I'm all over the place. But when I use it local and see that, I always had this aha moment of, you know what? When that happens at Citrix, in a Citrix session, I blame Citrix. But it's happening right now, and there is no Citrix. Maybe these applications are the problem and I just lump everything into a bucket that didn't deserve it.
Yeah, exactly. We see that a lot, you know, where it's blamed on Citrix it's actually the application itself or the latency between the application and the back end or something else along those lines. So yeah, I've seen it before too. I mean, Outlook, it's not just Outlook. I've had other applications that just kind of hang and you get the not responding and sometimes they come back and sometimes they don't. I'm usually not patient enough to wait for that. I just kill it and relaunch it. But obviously in a virtual desktop, you might be able to do the same thing. But the point being that with Uber Agent, the ability to be able to see that and understand the frequency of that from an administrative standpoint might help us be able to troubleshoot and resolve it in some cases.
Troubleshoot, resolve it, prove ahead of time that it's happening for when that call comes in. That's the proactive piece, I think, is what's so exciting about this.
Absolutely.
Browser performance. The days are long gone when a browser was just another application. Modern websites are applications of their own, and the browser is their operating system. That has consequences for monitoring. It's no longer sufficient to gather performance data for the browser as a whole. When, for example, Internet Explorer's CPU usage is high, administrators need to understand what caused that. Is it the business-critical ERP site, or are people just watching fun videos on YouTube? Uber Agent shows you the performance impact each website has on your systems. Want to know how many IOPS Twitter.com generates? Now you can.
So, Bill, that's pretty much the end of the video. You remember, wasn't that many years ago, all the stuff we had to worry about was going to be solved because we were just going to use a browser, and the browser was going to be the answer for everything. It's brought its own set of challenges with it.
It has, from a performance perspective, from a security perspective, as we know, a lot of things.
On that note, I'm going down through the article here in the blog, and it calls out browsers where it's, you know, helping to provide information on, and they even call out the Citrix Enterprise browser, which, you know, as you and I know, that's just Chromium, but Citrix's packaging of Chromium. I think as people start to adopt Citrix Enterprise browser more, which I think they will when they realize what they can do with it, and as Citrix kind of changes the way they package it maybe a little bit, I think there's going to be more and more need to understand what that thing's doing. In the video just now, they even called it an operating system, which if you look at what Google's doing with their Chrome OS, it's not a far stretch to think the browser is an operating system.
No, it's not a far stretch at all. And this is really cool what they're able to do here. If you look at the graph in the actual blog article itself, it's able to identify requests and duration and bandwidth and other metrics. It's only showing average requests by website. So this is not just telling me how many requests Chrome is doing, but I'm actually able to identify which website the user went to and what the average duration was for each one of those websites over time.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome the way they can kind of bring that together.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they even, I'll read this next paragraph because I think it's really important for Citrix folks to get this part. Unlike Citrix Director, which primarily focuses on servers and clients within a Citrix deployment, Uber Agent encompasses all aspects of the user experience across various platforms, includes metrics for installed application UI, rendering delay, network delay, which Citrix engineers and architects require to effectively investigate bottlenecks and application performance. I 100% agree, and I haven't said this acronym yet, but this is the DEXI part. This is where Citrix is getting involved into, you know, real user experience, digital experience pieces, which have become probably the most important part, plus security. We talked about a while ago, which I've kind of lumped those together under the acronym or the moniker DEXI. It's DEX. I think I've gotten, one of the other vendors has got me saying DEXI. DEX, right? You know, digital experience. That is what's always mattered. We just now have a term for it and a way to attack it.
Yeah, for sure. And this is really interesting. This kind of goes back to what you were talking about in the video, and that is the network delay and rendering and so forth between the virtual desktop or the virtual app and the back end.
Yeah. So, Bill, your thoughts on how excited you are about the opportunity to bring Uber Agent to more customers? We've been bringing it to people for a while now.
We have.
Now we have many, many more people that we can help from acquiring the product through the Citrix motion and then help them implement it and get something out of it. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, the depth of visibility this gives to customers is key, and certainly will make their troubleshooting and planning for deployments and other and security improvements that we have not had here before.
Yeah, I set you up with that question with the intent that I go out and Google Citrix black eye, you know, for that famous picture of the
guy. Yeah.
With a black eye. I didn't find it as easily as I thought I would, but that's how I wanted to end this. I think that, to me, that kind of sums it up. This is our chance to kind of fix that and go after that yet again. after all these years with a more powerful tool that is now part of the platform.
Definitely a more powerful tool, and gives admins and engineers and architects the ability to really see a lot deeper into the what's going on in their systems than some of the tools we had in the past.
Yeah. It's funny, I'm Googling for that, and I'm finding the same guy pops up over and over again. I guess he's the poster child of it. Not currently with a black eye, but he's probably had it somewhere along the way.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe he wrote a blog about that at some point. Well, Bill, congratulations on the new role. I'm excited about it. We were at Unite last week, and we bring so much value to the Citrix community. Had a lot of people reach out and just stop me in the hall. One guy heard me talking and said, "Oh, you're the podcast guy."
Yeah, I had the same thing happen.
That was awesome. And they were all very thankful. And then guys, hopefully we come off humble, and we are who we want to be, right? Just super proud of what we're doing for the community through this podcast and the blog reviews that we do. And, still got some people out there that want to give us a hard time. Some of them are Citrix employees, but whatever. Excited to be doing this, and excited for you in your new role.
Yep. Thanks, Andy.
With that, we'll wrap it up, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.